Before the coronavirus sent everyone home, Angel Olsen estimates spending about 9 months every year on the road, away from Asheville, performing her music all over the world.
I've been, up until now, pretty protective of overplaying Asheville, because I live here. Because I want this to be a place that's, like, still my place to go home to.
If you're not familiar with Olsen, you likely don't read Pitchfork or Consequence of Sound or the other indie rock journals that routinely shower her with critical acclaim. And despite touring internationally for the better part of a decade, Olsen still enjoys a relative obscurity that allows her to stroll into the Mothlight or Static Age Records and be a music fan just like anybody else.
People who know my music know not to bug me as much here. Whereas in Chicago, I think it was getting to a point where I'd be riding my bike and someone would just be like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, do I know that person? Or, and then realized that I didn't know them. And it was because I played so many shows in Chicago and I did so much press there. And my music was starting to like really hit at this time. And so I was like, I think I just want to get out of here and like be kind of anonymous a little bit.
Olsen grew up in St. Louis, moved to Chicago at 20, and had already released her debut album when she moved to Asheville a little over 6 years ago. And while she played occasional local shows at the Mothlight and found an early housemate in one of the co-owners of Harvest Records, Olsen never needed a local trajectory to propel her career. On her first national tour as a support act, she recalls walking out on stage night after night to sold-out houses of 250 or more people.
I didn't know there were people actively listening to my music, at least not in that way. So for me, it was like, whoa, I just stepped out and there was an audience there. I just didn't really think about how much the internet worked at the time. Like people were sending my music all over and I had no idea. This little cassette was something people listened to.
I love the way your body's made. I love the way your voice is sex, to be the whisper upon your ear. I want to be the bed you made.
Particularly on her earliest recordings, Olsen's voice conjures images of torch singers from a century ago, but her lyrics, bathed in moonlight and drenched in disappointment, have found contemporary relevance for audiences to hinge their senses of forlorn and abandonment.
A lot of my songs are sad, and one would believe that, oh, nothing ever really worked out, but for me, having been able to write about them and speculate on my life, I think in a way it's a way of me saying I got through it.
Her latest album, her fifth, is titled All Mirrors, and Olsen regards it as both a musical and personal breakthrough. The songs are largely written from two vantages, hopeful aspiration and disillusioned aftermath. Olsen first recorded them herself. Then, with hesitance, she turned them over to the musician Ben Babbitt, whose lush string arrangements changed the very nature of her music and inspired Olsen to relinquish some control.
I think eventually it was just trusting the people and saying, hey, like, this does need to be really different than what I imagined before, and let's go there and see what happens. And so let's go there. Let's take it to a weird place. Also, this is like a dream, to not just put strings on a record, but to make them sort of interactive with the lyrics.
Olsen also has a strong creative hand in her distinctive videos, both as a director and as an actress of sorts. And while this conversation happened well before the pandemic, it's hard to envision this life-changing event derailing Olsen from her artistic path.
I didn't know that it would be at this level ever. And now I kind of feel at this point where I have enough material that if it slows down and gets smaller, it's fine with me. But I know that I'll always write, whether or not every record's a hit or not. I know that there will be people who are listening.
No makeup date yet has been announced for Olsen's show at Asheville's Harrah's Cherokee Center. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.